Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a peaceful day. And by that, I mean I hope you had a day full of good things. Maybe even some good things you helped to make happen. Do you remember what special season is happening right now? It might look and feel like Christmas everywhere you turn, with special decorations, music, food, and lots of Christmas-themed ads on TV. We even had the big Christmas block party and tree lighting here in Grace Harbor last week. But it's not quite Christmas yet. It's Advent. Advent is the season we celebrate in the church in the weeks leading up to Christmas. But it's more than just a countdown. It's a time meant to help us prepare our hearts for the big day. And each week has its own theme to focus on. Does anyone remember what last week's theme was? That's right, it was hope. And we said that hope is about looking forward to something good that hasn't happened yet. Well, our theme for this week builds on that idea of something good happening. Can you guess what the theme is? Yeah, it's peace. That's why we've been talking about it so much today. So what does peace have to do with Christmas? Well, around Christmas time, we talk about the birth of Jesus, and we sometimes talk about special titles Jesus gets. They're kind of like nicknames, but more official. And they help us understand who Jesus is and what he's all about. One of Jesus' titles is the Prince of Peace. It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Prince of Peace. A prince is a royal figure, someone with power and authority. They can make things happen. And so, if Jesus is the Prince of Peace, it means he uses all his power to help create peace, to make good things happen, and help fix what's broken. This morning, I asked you to think about something you could do or say to help make something good happen today. Tonight, I want to ask you a slightly bigger question. Now, I know it's late and you're probably tired, so don't worry about thinking so hard it makes your brain hurt. Just share the first thing that pops in your head. But I wonder, is there something happening right now where you think, this situation could really use some peace, some good things to happen? It could be something like another student at school who's being mean. It could be someone you know who's sick and you want them to feel better. It could be something scary going on in the world that you've heard about. Take a moment and share with your family whatever it is you're thinking about. Adults, this might be a good one for you to go first on. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Wow. Thank you all so much for doing that. It isn't easy sharing something we might be worried about, but I hope that by doing it together, it will help us better know how to pray for each other and ask Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to comfort us and make something good happen in those situations. And hey, before we close, I just wanted to remind you that you're going to want to catch tomorrow morning's podcast. I have a really exciting idea to share with you, and I don't want you to miss it. Okay, let's pray. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings. We thank you for the ways we were able to help bring some peace by making good things happen today. As we rest tonight, help us remember that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is watching over all the things we're worried about. Help us to get a good night's sleep tonight so that we can wake up tomorrow rested and refreshed and ready to be peace bringers again. Amen. All right. Good night, Grace Harbor. I'll talk to you in the morning.